I want you to ask a question to your neighbor. The question is going to come up on the screen. And just spend a little time, 2 minutes, just discussing. If we're ready, are we ready for the question? Name someone or something that you have remained connected with in your life and explain what that connection has meant to you. Okay, 2 minutes. We're just going to put up a track. Just very quickly, have a discussion. Who would it be or something that you have remained connected with in your life and what it's meant to you? Okay, I know it's good. You can carry on the conversation later if you felt it was a really good one. When Matt said we'd love if you wanted to come and speak, and I was excited to do it, but he kind of forgot that I've been in Africa for the last 6 years, and normally we would prepare something for 3 hours. So if there's any point during what I'm speaking you want to leave, you've got things to, that's fine, but I'm just going to keep going. I had a little joke at the back, actually. I said, to limit myself, I've drank quite a lot of water before, so my bladder will tell me when I need to finish. So this morning, I want to talk about connectivity, connecting with God, and the choice that we have to do that. Now, if you're like me, are you a little bit sported out at the moment? We've had the World Cup, we've had Wimbledon, the tour finishes today, another win for Great Britain. I sort of claim my Welshness because at this point, like my sixth Welsh or whatever it is. And there was this sign when the World Cup was on with sort of Sky, the equivalent of Sky in Africa. It's DSTV. And they had this thing that said, connect with greatness. And as we all know, those players that are up there, they didn't really get very far on. They didn't be to the end of the World Cup. It started to make me think, at the time when there's big events like that, even people that don't even like football start to connect to it. People are quoting these names and saying, this is my favorite player. And the rest of the time, they're not even interested. And it got me to think, there's times where we do that with our lives with God and our walks with God, where we have that time, where there's that real solid connection time. So we're going to look together at two Psalms, to Psalm 42 and 43. Now, just to give you a bit of background and context, I think it's always important to look at how it was written, why it was written. So there's these guys that you come across a lot in the Psalms called the Sons of Korah. Now, I kind of got the impression that they sounded sort of like a band. So the band that I thought of was El Devo. Now, if you don't know who they're opera kind of singers. They're a quartet. And I thought, maybe they're a Hebrew version of that. Now, the reason I know that is I bought a Japanese car last year, and I can't change the music on it. So the only thing that is not in Japanese is El Devo. So I've been singing that. I'm not going to sing the psalm in opera version. Sorry about that. Actually, you'd probably be quite thankful. But these group of psalms, they're put together by these guys. And the first one is a cry from an individual about wanting to connect with God. The next one is Psalm 44 in that group. And it's about a community crying out to connect with each other, but also with God. And then the final one, which is Psalm 45, is a wedding song, basically, between the king and his bride. So it's a kind of imagery of Christ and the church. So I wanted to give you that context of all these psalms are looking and focusing towards that final day where the church and his people will be with God in heaven. The interesting thing, and I always like looking at the background of different psalms and stuff, Psalm 42 and 43 in the Hebrew, they're actually one psalm. They're actually together. And the reason for that is there's a technique that the Hebrews used to use when they were writing things to put the key message in the middle. And we'll see that actually the key message is in the middle, but it's only in the middle if you include them both as one psalm. So it's interesting as well, because in our life it's not like that. Often the Hollywood things, they have the conclusion at the end. The great ending is always at the end of the film. So it's quite an interesting way, because life is not like the Hollywood ending, is it? We have to go through things again and again until that final day, until that final eternity of 10,000 years or whatever, however it will be, it'll just be forever in heaven. But as we're in life, we go through things. If you both put the next slide up. So as we go through each verse, the common word I want you to think about is choosing to connect. choosing to connect in different situations in our life. So verse 1 is choosing to connect with God when I'm weary. Now, I'm from Africa. It does get quite hot. I know here it doesn't get hot that often, does it? Like, it's usually not that hot at all. So if you're not really connecting with this thing of feeling weary on a hot day when you just need that little bit of moisture on your tongue to satisfy you, you might not understand. But it says, my soul pants for you, O God. There's a sense that we have that moment in our life where we still have to choose to connect when we are tired, when we are at the end of everything. Now, I've done quite a lot of cycling over the last sort of 4 years. And one thing that I learned from doing different races is it's very important to keep your energy levels up, even when you're not at that point of feeling thirsty or hungry. Because later on, you suffer from that point. And it gave me that idea that actually, even if we're not at that thirsty point, we need to put disciplines in our life. We need to keep coming back to the Word of God again and again and again so that we reduce that weariness that can build up over time. Next, choosing to connect to God when I'm desperate. There's times in our life where we get desperate, say, God, where are you? The psalmist says here, he says, when can I go? When is the time that I can go and meet with God? I don't know when it is, but I need it. I've got to start to think of that first day when we go to school when we're young and our parents leave us. And then it's hard for them. They've got to step away. And also the kids going, don't leave me here. I don't know anybody. And we get desperate. We want that parent to come back. But you know, if that doesn't happen, we don't learn to connect with other people. We don't learn to grow in a new environment. And then you spend that environment in school for the next, 16 years? So it's important that your parent isn't always there. And it'd be a little bit weird if you were 14 and your parent was still in the back. So there's points in our life, walk with God, when we are desperate, but he's teaching us something in that time. He's teaching us, it's not that he's not going to come back. He's still coming back at the end of day of school. So we need to remember that God is there even in our desperate times, and we choose to connect with him. Next, choosing to connect with God when I'm upset. Here it says, my tears have been my food day and night. This guy is saying, I've got to the point where I'm just upset. I'm just upset. I'm at a low point. And in that time, we can often, because it is upsetting, because of our human condition, we do focus on that point all the time. The psalmist here is saying, yeah, that can happen. But you can choose still to connect to God at that point. Next one, choosing to connect to God when I'm alone. Now, this comes back to that point of the World Cup where people, when it gets crazy, 8 people start to love the football even though they know nothing about it. And it says here, how I used to go among the festival throng. So when it was a time of festival where everybody got together, I remember those times, God. I remember those times. But now I'm feeling alone. Are you still here? Are you still here, God? Those questions start to come up. So what I love about this psalm and what has helped me over the years is this phrase that come up next. And I want us to say this together. So we're going to say it together. You ready? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. The psalmist here is trying to connect back with God in that moment. He explained his situation. He said, this is where I'm at, but I'm also saying I want to still connect with God in that moment. So, even though we start to connect, still things happen in our human condition. So the next one comes up, verse 6. Choosing to connect with God when I'm grieving. Now, I know we've gone through a point, particularly at Ashwood at the moment, of a point of grieving, of loss. Yesterday, there was a point where I got a message from Malawi. I live in Malawi, those that don't know. And it was someone that we'd been praying for. We'd been praying for a little girl, 4 years old, called Rose. And sadly, I got the message yesterday that she passed away. And I sat in the car, and in the morning I was just down, but I think my family noticed I was a little bit not quite there, and it was because of this message. And I told Dad in the car as we were on our way to somewhere. And just simply, he just started to pray. And at that point I realized, yeah, this is not about me. It's not about, even though I'm feeling in this position. And he started to pray for the family. I said, yeah, that's the focus. When I go back, I know who I'm going to be praying for. And I know that that is what I need to choose to do. Next one, choosing to connect with God when I'm overwhelmed. The psalmist here says, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. There's a point where we do come where things in life just start to build up. And it's not that it's necessarily always bad things, but just things just start to get on top of us. And we start to lose our focus and our drive. Now, one thing, story I remember that can explain this bit was, it was a cycling thing. It was one of our first sort of cycling things that we did as a kid. And we got to this lane that's just up here called Boar's Lane. And it's quite a tough one. I was going to say you have to have to get up it, but I'm not going to say it. But I got to the top and I was so shattered and everyone else was doing better than us. And I just screamed out, I can't take it anymore. And everybody just started laughing at me, which they probably would do because it was a bit ridiculous. And I was quite a quiet boy. So for me to say that, something was a bit up. But there are those points where we do get overwhelmed with things. But yet, the psalmist is saying, even in that, I'm still going to encourage myself to start connecting with God. So at this point, this is the middle. This next verse is the middle. This is the conclusion. So it's weird. We're getting to the conclusion, but we've not finished the psalm yet. And it says, by day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. That even in the day, even in the night, whatever situation, the truth is that God's love is there for me, with me, driving me through. And that I can choose to connect with it. So at this point, I want to invite Corinne. She's going to read a poem that Carl has wrote. Carl Weber, if you know him. And he's part of our congregation. He's not here today. And I think he's glad because, as most artists do, they don't like to perform their work themselves. So we've got Corinne to do it. And it just outlines this verse quite brilliantly.
Carl's poem's entitled, A Genuine Display. Forget all the people who claim false love. A genuine display is what you get from his above. Never, ever failing. Omnipresent, if you wish. Not a dip-in, dip-out friendship. Always on hand, feed from his dish. A love that never fails, a hand to pick you up. Never here to mock you, always build you up. Just ask and you will get. He promised when he came. Relationship wanting, you'll never be the same. Made in his own image, a perfect masterpiece, a true love that's never ending, a true love that will never cease.
Amen. Just ask. There was that bit in the poem where it says, just ask. But life, where we get those points where we feel connected, where we know that we are a child of God, we know that at that point that God has saved us from ourselves and from the world. But this is the brilliance of this psalm. It goes back into life, into the next bit. So it goes down. It says, still choosing to connect with God when I'm forgotten. So the psalmist here says, why? Why have you forgotten me? The next one, choosing to connect with God when I'm in pain. My bones suffer mortal agony. In this world, we have pain. In the next world, we'll be free from it. Amazing, excited, can't wait. But now, we still have pain. I'm getting older now. And I'm starting to feel those aches, okay? You'll be like, he's not, he's still quite young. 31 next month. So it's still there. What does the psalmist do? Let's say this together again. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Can you put the next four up just straight? These are the ones you can spend time reading. This goes into Psalm 43. Choosing to connect with God when people let me down. Just going to leave it like that. When people let me down. When I'm rejected. When I'm feeling lost. The psalmist is saying, where's the light? Where's the light in this situation? And then at the end, this last one, before he finishes off, he says, then I will go to the house of the Lord. But it's that then bit that still stuck out for me. He's still waiting. He's still waiting. He's not quite got to that connected point. If you just put that next bit up. So when I was looking at connectivity, this is just one of the final points I want to leave you with. There's this thing called an IP address. I don't know if you've heard people talk about it when they talk about internet. Internet protocol. And it's basically, I got someone that knows a bit more about it than me. Where is he? Owen? Where's he gone? Oh, he's gone. Okay. And he said, basically, it's just a postcode. It's a postcode for your computer so that it connects and it can have that solid connection with the network. And it got me thinking that the truth in this is in that middle verse. That is the IP address. And that we have a decision, we have to make a choice to say, I'm going to connect with God through whatever situation I'm going through. But we also have the opportunity to give that IP address to someone else in whatever situation they're in. So before we say the final thing together, I just want to reflect and say, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know which situation you're in here. I know God knows you inside and out. That's the first thing. But the second thing, I know that he knows you that well and can help, is that he connected with our frailty. He connected with our frailty. In fact, he disconnected himself from God so that we could have that choice to always be connected when we need it. There might be some people here today that are saying, I'm at one of those places. I want to encourage you today to say, okay, I'm going to choose to connect still with God in this situation. There might be some people saying, I've never had that middle verse experience. I've never had that bit where I have been completely connected. We're going to give space if you want to come and talk to me or someone else and say, just invite me. Tell me where that postcode is because I want to get there. I want to put it into my whatever devices you have here now. I'm still back in, yeah, Africa mode. We don't have everything. But whatever device it is, I want to put it in. I want to get connected with this Jesus that you're talking about. So I'm going to invite the band up. We're going to sing one last song. But before we do, I just want us to declare this together as a community. And I've changed the words for that phrase. So this is the final bit in the two Psalms. But I've changed it to us. We. If you want to, go and read the next Psalm along. Today or tomorrow. It says we and us so much. And it's the community connecting with their frailty at that point. But also saying, let's still connect with God together. So let's say this together. We're going to sing a song. Pray with someone if you're at one of those points. If you're in a life group, get someone to say, I am at that point. This is where I'm at. And I need you to help me to connect back with God. There's going to be people up to pray. Then we're going to close. So let's say this together. Why, our souls, are we downcast? Why so disturbed within us? Put your hopes in God, for we will yet praise him, our Saviour and our God.